Wednesday, 12:23:15 broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We want to welcome you today. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. And we're glad to be able to come to you by means of the airwaves or the computer networks or however we might be reaching you. We're in Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 14, raising up the foundations for many generations. And most recently, we have been looking at this great truth that it's time-consuming to lay a good foundation, but oh, how important it is. This is true whether it's applied to the home, church, school, or house, or building, a business, whatever it might be. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Thank you that we have a firm foundation in our Lord Jesus Christ. For you said in your precious word, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Help us to build upon him, upon Christ Jesus, the firm, true foundation. In his name, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, a couple of broadcasts back, we introduced this. Personally, we must exercise practical Christianity. You know, the Bible says, and whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all for the glory of God. And by the way, that is true when we're in church, and that's true when we're out of church. That's true when we're in our house and our home, and that's true when we're away from home. And first of all, in Isaiah chapter 58, and what we're going to do now is we're going back, God willing, and we're going to take this verse by verse, or section by section, leading up to verses 11 and 12, where we find that we should lay a foundation for many generations. Isaiah 58, 1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Aren't you grateful for real, spirit-filled, Holy Ghost preaching? Now listen, I appreciate teachers, good teachers. By the way, that's a scriptural calling. A teacher is a scriptural calling. But dear friend, while we should teach as we preach, preaching is different from teaching. God said to Ezekiel, he said, now Ezekiel, and I'm beginning reading now in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 1, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go and speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. They're stiff of neck, stiff of forehead. Behold, verse 8, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant, harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go and get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, now listen, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. In other words, Ezekiel, I've called you to preach. I have given you a strong head, so to speak. He said, I've made thy face strong against their faces, thy forehead strong against their faces. I want to tell you something, dear friend. I've had a little experience in the ministry now. And I'll tell you, people can be easy to preach to, or they can be very difficult to preach to. And you want to know how you can really help a preaching service? Let me just detour for just a moment. You know, want to know how you can really help a preaching service? Have a pleasant spirit. Have a pleasant attitude. Instead of frowning and scowling at the preacher, encourage him. Let him know that you appreciate the word of God that's being preached. By your very countenance, you are able to really help in that service. And as far as the preaching was concerned, let me tell you how he told Ezekiel to preach. I'm reading now from chapter 6 of Ezekiel and beginning in verse 11. Thus saith the Lord God, smite with thine hand and stamp with thy foot and say, alas for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. He said, Ezekiel, you slap your hands together and stomp your foot and you preach the word of God. Now, it's not that slapping our hands together and stomping our foot is the message itself, but that was to be the way of delivering the word of God. I realize all preachers do not have the same style. It is said that Billy Sunday traveled at least a mile on the platform when he would preach a single message. Bill Sunday was really active. They said, you know, he was a saved baseball player. He was a professional baseball player. He'd been converted. And they said, oh, Billy would get to preaching, and he'd come running across the platform for, as it were, presenting some sinner that's coming to Christ for salvation, slide across the platform, jump up and be the umpire and holler, safe, showing how the repentant sinner coming to Christ is safe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is said also that he'd get to fighting the devil while he was preaching, and he would pick up a chair and smite it across the pulpit and break the chair. And somebody said about Billy Sunday's preaching, in fact, they asked a question, they asked a supporter of Evangelist Bill Sunday, they said, what do you think about Billy Sunday breaking these chairs over the pulpit? And they said, well, as long as he's preaching with the power of God that he has, and people are getting saved and homes are being restored, I say let's buy him a furniture factory. Well, amen. He said to Ezekiel, he said, you smite with your hands and stomp with your feet. And he said in verse 1 of Isaiah in chapter 58, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green, of course, he's with the Lord now. What a man of God. How God did use him. He being dead yet speaketh. He's on many of the stations that are broadcasting this very message. And I thank the Lord for it. I just read a testimony just recently of a young serviceman that was listening to Brother Green when Brother Green preached a message on the air of church members going to hell. Unsaved church members going to hell. And this lad trusted Christ as his Savior, went on, and was the last I heard, he was in Bible school preparing for the ministry. Yes, dear friend, there is a need for preaching. I mean for people to get down and preach the precious word of God. Now, you might be saying, well, listen, preacher, all preachers don't preach that way. I'm well aware of that. When Jonathan Edwards preached the great message, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, he was so weak. He held up a candle and he read his manuscript, and the power of God was so great and so strong that I read that people were passing out. Some were holding on to the pews for fear that they were falling into the very pits of hell. But preaching, dear friend, is preaching. And he said to Isaiah, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. I remember about reading about Tom Anderson. He was the editor of Farm and Ranch magazine. Took his daughter to a fundamental church. They'd been going to a liberal church. And the preacher really preached. When he asked his daughter after the service what she thought about it, she said, I don't like him. He said to his daughter, why? His daughter said, he makes me uncomfortable. And Mr. Anderson said, that's the mark of a good preacher. He comforts the distressed, and he distresses the comfortable. God, thank you today, Heavenly Father, for preachers that you've raised up that are willing to preach the precious, holy word of God. You said, Father, that it pleased thee by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, may we have more spirit-filled preaching. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, this broadcast is targeted for midweek. Hope you're making plans and to be in a good church if possible. If not, please join us on the web at www.calbapt.org at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us next broadcast if you can.